The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I won't send roses or hold the door.
Nothing to do with this guy.
I won't remember.
Al,
which
with
dress
beer in his hand,
wore.
Eyes watering up, thinking about past platonic
my
friends.
I'm going to play this tomorrow night when I go right down to see my platonic friends.
Cigar, smoke,
the lack of romance.
Cigar.
In my soul.
Ah, you know.
Wait, what is this? What is it?
This is Robert Goulet. I won't send roses.
All right. What so would you say? By the way, we did a poll. Matt Conklin, our guy, did a poll. And we, yes. It was 50-50 whether you should go indeed out to dinner
right.
with your platonic
as
friend.
If, now,
out
let's
to
be
dinner.
Let's
out
be,
to dinner.
Yeah, but let's be fair.
Not just like, let's grab a cup of coffee close
right.
by. And
right.
This
let's
is
be
to-
fair. Am I really going to look at that poll and go, maybe I shouldn't go? No, of course not. I do what I want.
Interesting.
And therein lies the danger.
That's what there is no danger. There's no danger.
I'll just send roses. Yeah.
No, it's I won't send roses.
Well, I'll tell you.
I won't remember.
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow you go?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's tomorrow.
All right. We'll see how that goes. Can you video your dinner with your platonic friend?
It's a little rude, don't you think?
No.
Hey, good to see you. Listen, I'm going to video this for the show. Hope you don't mind. It's creepy.
Yes.
Did you see a picture of this platonic friend, Frankie?
I'm sorry.
Yes, I have. I've met her. And, Al's in a lot of trouble.
I don't think you've met her.
I have.
Not with me.
Yes, I mean.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
So, and I put this, and there's a litany of news we have to get into, but why bother? So I said, think about if, I'm just trying to think, be
what
objective.
What is if?
No, so you say
we're in a public
you say,
place. We're going there separately, right? We're going to sit at a table across from one another, and we're going to eat and talk about what's going on in our lives, and then we're going to get up and leave separately.
Was this a past girlfriend, by the way?
No, never. I've known this girl since kindergarten.
Oh, okay. And you never had a
nothing
relationship?
Never.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. And how did you find each other recently, if I may ask?
I don't know. I think we probably found each other on Facebook 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was. Longer than that, probably.
So you can say to your beautiful wife, I'm going to dinner with another woman, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And those of us who live the Mike Pence rule, we would never do that, but it's okay.
Come on.
So, and then if she said, your wife says to you, okay, I ran into an old friend I knew since kindergarten. We got together on
Facebook.
It
wouldn't happen.
And then I'm going out to dinner with him.
It wouldn't happen.
Are you okay?
It wouldn't happen, and I'll tell you why.
Huh?
It wouldn't happen, and I'll tell you why. My wife bounced around the state when she was a kid. Her father moved to a number of different places all over the state. She really doesn't have any contact with anybody from any schools that she went to. She has a very few, a circle of friends.
But
I will say this, hypothetically, if she had a male colleague and said, I'm going to go out with so-and-so to dinner or whatever with them, I would have no problem with it. I have absolute confidence in my wife.
But not a colleague. This gal's not a colleague. Me and Frankie are
if it was
about
a friend, I wouldn't care. If she said, John so-and-so is going to take me out to dinner, somebody I haven't seen in 20 years.
This is the hallmark of any healthy marriage. Neither one cares that they're out to dinner without them with people of the opposite sex all the time.
I'm
just glad I never made any of these mistakes.
All right. Now, first of all. We could do a whole show on that. We have. I mean, but
there's a huge gap between what Joe's talking about with the Mike Pence rule and what you're doing.
Right.
Now, is it possible to do what you're doing and it be okay? Yeah. It's also possible to drive home drunk and not get into an accident and not get pulled over. But by doing these things, you are... No, I mean, it's exactly sure. It's exactly the same.
Frank Morano, the new Dr. Phil of the Joe Piscopo
Show. No, by doing this, you are dramatically increasing the chances that that something's going to happen.
What? It's two people getting together. If it was two guys having dinner... Now, hold on.
Right.
If it was two guys having dinner at a restaurant, right, and that person lived, let's say, near Red Bank, and I went and met up with them, this would not be an issue.
Because you're heterosexual.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. If you're gay, then it would be an issue.
All right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sex you are, but if you go to platonic,
we're in the 21st
platonic
century.
Friend is dangerous.
We're in the 21st century. Yeah. A guy and a girl cannot have dinner together and have a conversation and then go home.
877-970-2999.
Is it possible? Yes, but you are.
What do you mean? Is it possible? Do you think there are thousands of people out there who are both married and go out to dinner separately? On any given night, you think all of them are affairs? Every one of them?
No, not all of them.
Not all of them. What would be the percentage then?
I'd say,
Frank,
20-30%.
No. It's not true. I think the number is far lower than that.
All right. I think you should dress as Chuck Schumer and the way he was.
The last person.
Your Chuck Schumer mask. Hi. How are you? I'm from another planet.
The last person to try to pull this off.
Matter of fact, that's going to be Halloween costumes next year. I'm sorry, Frank. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. You know that's going to happen. What, the last person is what, Frank?
No, the last person to try and pull this off was Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who ended up, running off with his brother's wife. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're in.
What is the matter with you?
This is very. Oh. Look.
What is the matter with you? First of all.
Know it, you'll be running off with the babysitter.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody else on the show has already done that. Sorry.
I want to tell you it's okay. All right. Listen, we got to go to the phone.
Frank has my best interest in heart.
I do,
Joe, on the other hand, has that, very... Yeah, you should be careful, but,
Come on.
You should be careful, but if you happen to be single,
What a great bachelor... It'd be a great bachelor pad at my house, man.
No,
come on, we're hanging out.
You leave the cabinets open. Be a mess.
I know.
No,
we'll be yelling at it.
You'll be
smoking cigars, ashes
right.
all over. Right. It stinks in here, Al. Close the cabinets. I'll stop smoking if you close the cabinets.
Exactly.
I need that gal that wandered off into the woods. That's what I need. The gal came over. She was pretty good. Organized everything. And then she just disappeared one day.
What an optic on that one. What an optic on that one. That doesn't raise any
Children of the Corn. She just kind of disappeared. We still don't know where she is.
Adam Schiff is talking with her right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, though. Nancy and Chuck, that was like, they were like aliens landed. And maybe they have. And maybe that's who they are. That was scary yesterday watching that. Nancy took the, they wanted to, we want a rebuttal to President Trump. So you're going to put President Trump on. We want a rebuttal. Not a great idea.
Do you think either of them got up this morning and go, maybe it wasn't such a good idea?
You know what? What do you do? That's a great point. Right after the cameras go off. There's got to be a consultant, somebody they're paying millions of dollars to say, hey, great job. I mean, you could say great job because how'd we do? They always ask. The politicians always ask if you, hey, how'd I do? Because this is their show business, And oh my gosh, I don't know what they were thinking about, but they could have made it. And I say respectfully to two political giants, and Pelosi and Schumer, you may not like them, but you have to give, they're huge in D.C. in the world of politics. Who was consulting? Frankie, who's consulting these people? You can't, at one podium, so stiff like that. Oh, my Lord. And then the overmake, they put up too much makeup on, and they criticize Donald Trump. I'm just saying, Five Boroughs, I'm just saying,
And, the one thing about the president's speech, which on the whole I thought was very good, that I found a little distracting, and I don't really understand, honestly, is the frequent sniffling.
Yeah.
Why is he sniffling? What is that? Is that an allergy? What is that?
No.
He does that a lot.
I do that sometimes on the radio.
No, not that much. Not as much as the president does.
When you take, I don't know, it's just maybe, you know, deviated septum.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think that could be it.
Yeah. I got my nose broken. I had deviated septum, and that's why I do it. So maybe that could be it, you know. The fact of the matter is he looked great. It looked presidential. I just love when Donald Trump is measured like that, man. If he stayed like that, forget about it. It just is. He's so powerful that way. We will chat about that. We will chat about the speech. We'll talk about the guacamole shortage for the Super Bowl. Hey, Rosensteinstein stepping down, man. He's stepping down. See, Frankie wanted this guy whacked by President Trump. He's stepping down as we await the confirmation of the new Attorney General, Bill Barr. Is that a sign? Did Rosenstein see something coming when Bill Barr becomes Attorney General that Bill Barr is going to go after people like Rosenstein? And maybe he did see it, but he's stepping down, and that is good news, I think, for the country. Let me go to Joetta, if I may. Joette. Hi, Joette. How you doing this morning? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
I just want to know, who's paying for dinner?
Oh.
Is Al going to pay for this woman?
Excellent
or
question.
Are they going Dutch?
Great question. Going Dutch. I love that. Joette, thank you. Albert, in your court.
We haven't decided yet. I'm assuming we'll split the bill. So
split the bill. That's okay.
But if I have to pay, I'll pay. It's not a problem.
I'm not like Frank,
who's got to pay for 60 people.
Say this with Joey and Ray. Yeah. I got this, baby.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No. Don't worry about it.
I'll take care of the check.
I got
honey,
this. Or just, even if you go like this, first of all, tell me, you said the word, the three letters, the one word that you said to this girl in a text form is dangerous. Did you use H-E-Y? Did you say, hey? Did you do that?
Yeah.
That's done. You are so done.
That's
and in
it?
Trouble.
I'm guilty.
Oh, forget about it.
All right, counselor.
Hey, if someone comes back to you with, hey, you're dead. That's it.
Call my attorney, Arthur Idala.
Hey. And also, you don't even have to use the term baby. If you say at dinner afterwards, I got this. That Al is watching out for
you. I'm saying it in a Lou Rawls voice. Yeah, maybe. Or Barry White. Hey, I got this. Yeah. Come on.
That's me. Always, that's the voice I always wanted. Hi, baby. I got this, baby. Baby, don't worry about this thing.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, that's what you should go with.
Thing.
You should go down.
You're going to be all right.
It's the new Al.
The new
it's
hip
the
reggae
new Al.
Al. Yeah, no.
It's Al Green. Hi, baby.
Al Green.
Hi, baby. I got this.
Right.
Baby.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to affect
Al.
You become a large black man. Yeah. Right.
Since when did you turn into a large black man?
I'm large. That's for sure. But I'm white.
Always wanted to sound like that. We have to go. Charlie Finch is our professor, listener from day one. Professor Finch, good morning to you, sir. Happy New Year, Charlie. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side? No.
Because Frank Morano was standing in the middle. What's the chicken going to do? Stand in the middle of the road and get run over with Morano? Let's look at the numbers. Obama lost 210,000 manufacturing jobs and then mocked President Trump in the 2016 campaign, said those jobs were never coming back. President Trump has created 465,000 manufacturing jobs. We're the biggest energy producer in the world. We're exporting oil to China. We have China by the short hairs. Just created 312,000 jobs in December. Even the great Hillary supporter, your friend Robert Wolf, admits that. That's what's at stake. President Trump will never go to trial in the Senate on impeachment for a very specific reason, because they would have to introduce classified information, and at a public impeachment trial, they cannot go behind closed doors. As Paul Manafort lawyers will tell you, Bob Mueller is still redacting material 2 years later.
Yeah.
President Trump is impeachment proof. Everybody knows it. And thank you to Big Al for leading off with Little Anthony and the Imperials, one of Ray Chambers' favorite bands. Onward and forward.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, you're right. I love the way he does all the facts about Donald J. Trump, and those of us who do appreciate this presidency. It's nice to hear Charlie at least back the president like that. And you know why he can't be impeached as well? Of course. The House may start impeachment proceedings. It's got to pass the Senate. That'll never happen. Let me go to Bill in Yonkers. Good morning, Bill. What's on your mind this morning?
The Italians settled on the Lower East Side, right?
You know what? It's not the Italian. And thank you for reminding me, Bill. I'm so sorry. It's East Harlem. It's East Harlem. Did you know that? Is that? I thought it was Lower East Side as well. It's East Harlem. It's by 114th Street where Sonny Grasso, the famous French. Yeah, yeah. Bill, thank you for calling and thanks for checking in. And do we have a winner there, Frankie, by the way? Bill, thank you for
your name. I gave you the winner. Her name is Alexis. And congratulations to.
She's
congratulations.
It was East Harlem. The answer
Alexis
where,
Passero.
Where most Alexis Passero. And most of the immigrants that came in, they were in East Harlem. How did you find that out? How did you find that out?
Research. Come on. Apparently, I have to do a better job of the questions. You came up with the question, how do you spell Italy?
Well,
you know, or Italy, for those who say
past, they've been a little easy. I was just making a
joke. No, it's all right.
Joke.
Frank has called
feeble
them weak.
Attempt at humor. You know what, though? That's where Rao's is. That's where Sonny Grasso, the world-famous, internationally renowned French Connection cop, legendary NYPD officer and detective, was brought up there. And he would tell me that was the neighborhood where Rao's is now. That was the neighborhood, man, where they still have celebrations there celebrating the Italian-American community. So, we appreciate that, Al, for that great question. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. You know, we're going to go to Michael Friedson live from Jerusalem. And Michael is the co-founder and executive editor of the Media Line News Agency and has more than two decades of experience covering the Middle East. We'll go right into it with Michael when we come back. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Deb, how are we doing this morning on this Wednesday morning?
Oh, we've got problems out here, Joe. We're going to start off on the northbound side of 95, the New England Thruway, right by the New Rochelle tolls. It looks like some type of medical emergency. It looks like police department activity at the scene. Expect some slowdowns there. Taconic southbound at 117, an accident getting in toward Mount Pleasant. Now, the inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all okay. Holland just about 15. If you're heading to 80 East, right at 287 in Parsippany, a crash. 280 West exit 13 in Newark, an accident. Problems continue on the New Jersey Turnpike. It's been horrible this morning. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes, emergency repairs going on with the guardrail getting up past 13 in toward Elizabeth. Left lane remains blocked. It's because of that earlier accident, and delays are extensive here, and it's causing a lot of traffic on the Garden State Parkway as well, getting up toward Union. Expect delays as you head over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus, heading up toward the Prospect. LIE East at Woodhaven Boulevard, accident. Sunny today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains a way the president could get the wall done.
Under 50 USC Code Section 1621, which authorizes the president to exercise during periods of national emergency various actions that he can take, including that would include, of course, in our view, legally speaking, the ability to utilize funds. And there are funds available to appropriate to construct the border security fence.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by James C. Robbins. Did you know that a Virginia school district is considering banning To Kill a Mockingbird because of complaints about racial slurs? In Erasing America, Robbins visits towns like these where the struggle over America's history is taking place and investigates the cultural effects of the pressure to erase our history. Enter to win a copy of Erasing America by James C. Robbins at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
In the air of the cat.
It's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island.
Hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. It's 924. Michael Friedson is a co-founder and executive editor of the Media Line News Agency, has more than two decades of experience covering the Middle East. Michael, you're in Israel as we speak, yes?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. And Jerusalem, how is Jerusalem after it has become the capital of the state of Israel?
It's still cold and it's still wet.
And so what was the reaction within Israel to the president's troop withdrawal plan from Syria, sir?
Not a good idea. Pretty much not just Israel, but pretty much right through the Middle East. We're hard-pressed to find just about anybody who thought that it was a good idea. It was called anything from naive to not understanding to silly idea to what the hell is that boy doing?
Yeah. And John Bolton has said that a troop withdrawal is not imminent, and Turkey had a different reaction to that. Yes?
Yeah, well, Turkey is coming out the winner here. And then Erdogan, the president of Turkey, is a kind of loose cannon. And getting into bed with him is something that made everything else that the president was doing suspect at best. And people couldn't really believe this was happening. Somehow there was this phone call. The president of the United States is on the phone with the president of Turkey. He hangs up the phone and completely does a flip-flop on everything he had been talking about until then. So suddenly, once the phone call was over, okay, we'll get out, and we're going to leave it to you and Putin together. We trust you explicitly to clean up the ISIS mess, whatever's left of it. And then we'll pull out our guys and leave Israel with its back exposed. We'll leave the Kurdish fighters who have been fighting next to the American forces and very loyally so for so long. We'll throw them under the bus, and we'll just take off. And then he made the other comment about Israel's getting $45 billion a year, so let them take care of themselves. And, of course, that didn't register. What was interesting, though, in the long run, people who believed that he's totally unmovable once he said something got a look at the kind of forces that could force President Trump to change his mind and to backtrack on something. And he backtracked big time on his whole plan to pull out.
Well, so I think, and also, if I may, Michael, I'm talking to Michael Friedson from Jerusalem, is that that's the promise he made. The campaign. I don't disagree with you, by the way, and I don't think I think that we need to stay there. And it's easy for me to say, I don't have a child fighting there. I think we need to stay in Afghanistan. But the president promised. He said, look, that was a campaign promise. We're pulling out of Syria. We're getting out of Afghanistan. And he made those promises. Plus, and help me out here, people are saying, indeed, And I don't agree with this, but people are saying Israel is strong enough to defend itself. What is your answer to that, Michael Friedson?
Well, as an American who's living here and working in journalism and covering everything we see, the answer is Israel is the strongest force in the region, without question. But when you speak to the people who, as you just said, all of the children at the age of 18, whether they be male or female, go into the army.
Yeah.
What the parents point out is that, yeah, we could win in the long run, but in the short run, it's an awful lot of blood.
Yeah.
And really, we shouldn't need to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
See, part of what the president has said he was going to pull back, when he was going to pull out the troops and everybody was going ballistic, the first defense to everybody getting nuts over it was to say, well, wait, we still got guys in Afghanistan, and if things get real hot, we can send them over to pay a house call and do what has to be done. But that was followed by more talk about pulling everybody out of the region. Mm-hmm. Nobody is saying that they want to see troops here indefinitely, but what was the problem was that the Iran factor, again, was clouding everything.
Mm-hmm.
The real issue here isn't even ISIS as much as it's the creeping dangers of the Iranians. And if you pull out the American troops from where they are in eastern Syria, you're leaving a corridor completely exposed and open for armaments to come in, armaments or anything else that the Iranians decide to do.
I totally understand.
The channel from Damascus to Beirut.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you there. I understand it. And we've had a debate here on the show with our producer here, with Frankie, our producer, and it goes back and forth. But I don't disagree with you. I wonder now, and let me just verify this. Is Prime Minister Netanyahu going to meet with President Trump in March? Is that true?
The two get together as often as they possibly can, and it's very possible because Netanyahu will be in the States, and if he's in the States, it's unlikely that he would not get together with him in some ways.
Yeah.
The Middle East has crazy ways. Going back to Shimon Peres, when it was still illegal for him to meet with Yasser Arafat, he didn't meet with him. He accidentally stumbled into what he called coffee and cake. So there's lots of ways you can do these things.
Yeah, but they're going to meet, and I guess they'll be talking about this. I wonder if Bibi talks to his friend Donald, and Donald changes his mind indeed with recommendations from John Bolton not to pull out of Syria. Do you see that? Do you foresee that, Michael?
Well, I think the working belief is that they're going to get out of Syria at some point. The problem is, as always happens with these international conflicts, it's how to get out, when to get out, how to do it. That you want to do it is not the issue. Everybody knows he wants to do it, and most people want him to do it. But the problem is, actually, if we're going to be totally blunt about it, it's really not, you know, the Israel card plays real well in America. The Israel card plays well because the alliance is so unusual and so tight. But what's really behind this particular move by the president, or the move that got unmoved, was the fear of the destruction, the absolute decimation of the Kurdish fighters. That's something that was basically genocide in the making, and there was just no way they could be involved in creating a situation whereby the Kurdish forces would have been completely wiped out by Erdogan's forces.
Yeah.
I think that's really the issue here.
I'm Michael Friedson, live from Jerusalem, co-founder, executive editor of the Media Line News Agency. Hey, Michael, what's going on with Bibi, man? You know, I mean, I'm a fan, by the way, of Benjamin Netanyahu, and I have a chance to meet him and chat with him, and I'm a fan. And I know a lot of Israel does not feel that way, but are these bogus, like we call here in America, the witch hunt, like the witch hunt after President Trump? Is this a witch hunt after Bibi?
I don't know how much it's a witch hunt, but I have my own theory about this is that if Israel had jury trials, he probably would not be convicted, because most of the people in Israel look at the kinds of, and I'm using quotes here, crimes that he's being accused of and the investigations around, and they kind of yawn and say, hey, you know, that's really not such a big deal. Even the ones that believe it's a bigger deal probably wouldn't convict, but they don't have it here. And the way the prosecutors have gone about these cases is very thorough, but more important than the overt thoroughness is the fact that every one of the cases has at least one close or formerly close affiliate of the prime minister who's turning state's evidence against him. So that's the part that must be troubling to the prime minister, so much so that he took the offensive the other night and went on television and challenged the prosecutors to let him confront his accusers face to face. That was a pretty ballsy move.
Wow. Hey, Michael, before I let you go, and this is lighthearted, but, you know, the people, we had a caller earlier on our show, right? And he referred to people who live in the Gaza Strip as Gazans. Do people actually refer to them as Gazans? Is that a proper term, sir?
Yeah, it is.
Whoa!
Absolutely is.
Whoa! Look at that. We were having such fun with that, and it is. And Tom from the Bronx, Michael Friedson, was right. So we have to apologize right here on the radio, Tom. There are Gazans, and that's the way we refer to them. Thank you, Tom. Hey, Michael, thanks.
Does Tom win anything?
No, man. We don't have any prize or nothing. We just got to give him accolades on the air. Michael, thank you. Keep us posted on everything out there, and all the very best in Jerusalem, and thanks for checking in with us this morning, sir.
Pleasure to be with you, Joe.
Okay, thank you, man. Michael Friedson right there, live from Jerusalem. Oh, Frankie, Al, we better call Tom and apologize, man. I'm
Gazans.
Telling you, there are Gazans. He said Gazans. As soon as we heard Gazans, we immediately had a sci-fi film starring Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We are the Gazans.
Well,
they walk amongst us. Huh?
I did look up the term Gazans, and I saw that. I saw that other people had used that term.
Yeah,
but it's interesting that it's correct.
Mm. I like that. I'd like to say.
I was waiting for you in the interview to say. I'd just like to say.
Frank, what would he say?
Yes, the issue there, Joe, with the Gazans or something or other.
Hello?
In other words, the Palestinians is that you understand they got a raw deal both from the Americans, you understand, and the other Arabs. In other words, you understand, Joe, the other Arabs in the Middle East were never...
Tom, we owe you an apology, man. We wish you the best.
Yes.
Hello? Am I on? Yeah, I got that. Okay.
You know, just wait until you hear Paul from Queens' response to this.
Is it 10 o'clock yet? Oh, you guys.
We're close.
I'm telling you.
Still time.
No, we got a lot to get into, I'm telling you. And by the way, if you want to call, I promise you, I'll stop the guys from making fun of you when you call. Because you never know.
While you're on the line.
Do an impression of you when you call. Oh, my Lord.
Sure.
877-970.
I'm working on my day from Irvington during the news.
877-970-2999. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news. Live and local, a lot to get into this morning right here, 935 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The number of Americans dying from cancer each year is continuing to fall, hitting a milestone. The American Cancer Society says the number of cancer deaths in America has fallen in each of the previous 25 years in the study. However, there remains a disparity between rich and poor Americans. The overall death rate has declined 27% from 1991 to 2016. That equals about 2.6 million fewer deaths. Cancer remains the second most common cause of death behind heart disease and ahead of accidents. NASA says its newest planet-hunting telescope has discovered three new worlds relatively close to Earth. The most recent is a planet around a star about 53 light-years away. It's three times the size of Earth. A year is 36 days. The temperature, a balmy 300 degrees. It's likely a gas planet, but denser than the gas giants of our solar system. Two other planets have also been found since July, including what astronomers speculate is likely a lava world 49 light years away, orbiting so fast that a year is just 11 hours. The third planet is 60 light years away and orbits close to its star. The discoveries were made by NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, which was launched last April. In sports, the Knicks blown out by Golden State 122-95. Rangers losing streak now at 4 after a 4-2 loss to the Golden Knights. Devils scored first but gave up 5 goals in the second period in a 5-1 loss to the Sabres. And as you heard here on AM 970, The Answer last night, 23rd-ranked St. John's upset 76-71 at Villanova. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're still seeing major problems this morning on the northbound side of the New Jersey Turnpike. Truck lanes heading up past 13, getting up toward Elizabeth. Emergency work going on in the left lane, fixing the guardrail after this morning's fatal accident there. Tons of volume there, and also a lot of volume on the Garden State Parkway north up toward Union because of that accident. 287 North exit 10, getting up toward Franklin Township. That's an accident. 280 West exit 13 in Newark, an accident there. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland moving okay. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan with an accident there, and it's still kind of busy as you head over to the northbound Van Wick, getting right up toward Hillside Avenue. Traffic is moving slowly on the northern state east into the Seaford Oyster Bay. They just cleaned up a collision over there. And over on the Taconic South at 117, a collision northbound New England Thruway in New Rochelle. Emergency activity going on there. Sunny today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Over 10 servings of 31 different, 100% pure fruits and veggies every day. No fillers, no additives. In vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving? Do you want to know more? Tune in this Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Balance of Nature show. Everything you need to know in a capsule. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Get your family and friends together because you don't want to miss this one. That's this Sunday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
All right, you got 5 minutes, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 20 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 9:40 right now. I'll give you the 9:45 if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. You know you want to do this. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the 9:45. Okay? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You'll meet Alex and Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and Wendy and Chris and Johnny and Shoya and the great family over at Route 22 Toyota. Alex can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You want to call 855-621-9949. And if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, boom, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Chicago. Francis Albert.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
I love Chicago. So it was a big, big news day today. Mike Gallagher is going to tackle it in a big way at 10:05 right here on AM 970, The Answer. And it's great to hear Sebastian, Dr. Gorka on the show as well. And Kevin McCullough coming up in the afternoon, Dennis Prager as well. So we got the whole lineup. It's a lot to get into today. I like to deviate because the noise is deafening from Washington, D.C. It makes no sense how we are, where we are in regards to the wall. I do not understand it. It should have been settled a long time ago. I really think that when Donald Trump says the wall and then, oh my gosh, we're elected and we're Republicans and now we own it. We got the White House. We got the House of Representatives. We got the United States Senate. Maybe we should listen to President Trump and try to and just boom, put health care through, put the wall through. A lot of legislation went through, and that was only because of the push from President Trump himself. I just now it's like we're scrambling last minute. And once you knew it and I knew it, once the Democrats get hold of the House, they don't have anything that will help the American people. There's nothing out there that will help the American people. It's all about taking down Donald Trump. And when they say free everything, when Mayor de Blasio says we're going to give free health care to everybody, including illegals, that offends me. That offends me because I'm paying through the nose. I can't handle the taxes in New Jersey as it is. I can't handle the tolls getting into New York. And then I see my paycheck ripped apart from New York taxes. Yet it's going to pay. So, and I, by the way, if I had a half a billion dollars in the bank, I do not. If I had $1 billion, I do not. I would say, yeah, I would be like in The Godfather, Michael Vigazzo. Frankie Five Angels. Yeah, sure. Michael Corleone this. Michael Corleone. Yeah, sure. I would be like, yeah, give taxes, give free health care. Yeah, sure. Like that. You can't afford it. And then you go to Gavin Newsom. By the way, handsome dude, man, had his baby in his hands, in his arms, you know, while he's doing his acceptance speech, new governor of California, free health care. And, you know, this drove me nuts. And where you have sanctuary for everybody. You just had a police officer killed. And correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see one official show up. Nancy Pelosi was in Hawaii when Ranil Singh, Corporal Singh, had his funeral. I'm so confused, and it's so noisy. So forgive us if we get a little silly in the morning. We like to step away from the noise a lot of the time because I know you're frustrated and I'm frustrated. Now, the good news of the day, just breaking it down, is Rosenstein is stepping down. He is he's deputy attorney general, and I don't know. He is, to me, and Frankie will tell you this as well, he is the epitome of everything that's wrong with the deep state, and those are the lifers. Those are the lifer bureaucrats that think they have all the power and think they are better than the rest of us. And so it's a good thing that Rosenstein steps away, and we'll see what happens. Does that leave Bill Barr, if and when Bill Barr gets confirmed as attorney general, does he take it a step further? Frankie says you shouldn't do that. I'm thinking, you know, if you're going to go after the president for this, in this witch hunt, in this Mueller probe, now is six more months. To go ahead with this thing, it's $30 million. And this witch hunt is as bad as it was when they went after Bill Clinton. The difference is Bill Clinton did something wrong. President Trump did not. They still haven't proven it. But to spend the money for that, and to just, when you hear a Democrat speak, it's Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff now. Oh, now they're all in power. We're taking down the president. Wait, is that what you really want to tell your constituents? Is that the best you could do? And free health care for everybody so the taxes go up. It's very, very confusing. But that's what Bill de Blasio said. I don't know, doesn't the council have to vote on that, Frankie, when it has to be approved within a budget, correct?
Right. But as Councilman Borelli said earlier, there's no chance that the council would ever stop this. There's none.
Because it's all Democrats, right?
Depending on how you count, either 46 or 47 of the 51 are Democrats, all of whom want to, you know, sell themselves as progressive Democrats, all of whom have a desire to improve health care in their own districts. But the interesting thing about this, Joe, is, look, I mean, this is not that big of a deal. It is a couple of things. One, as you pointed out with Betsy McCoy, New York City already provides health care to illegal immigrants. You can go to any hospital as an illegal immigrant in the city of New York, and if you show up seeking treatment, they, by law, have to treat you. Now, we spend about $8 billion on that, right? So all this is doing is adding $100 million dollars to that. Now, so this is really just marketing. This is really just telling people that already have access to health care, by the way, you have access to health care. What the mayor did yesterday, now adding funding to programs that already exist rarely get you on, you know, the front page of the newspapers, rarely get you national TV appearances on MSNBC, rarely get you retweeted and liked on liberal blogs. But the mayor is doing, he did almost nothing yesterday, and he's touting it as if this is the greatest thing to happen in the history of progressive politics, right? So the mayor is, he's trying to sell you a bill of goods. Now, if the mayor was actually interested in improving the things that the city is, you know, running, he would do something about trying to fix transportation. You know, the acting public advocate, Corey Johnson, he's coming out with a plan to put New York City in control of our own mass transit system. That's the kind of thing that the mayor should be talking about. Now, instead, he's trying to use something that is almost nothing
as a way of selling his own bona fides as a national leader of progressivism. So, I mean, this is very minor. The only actionable change is that this is going to cause people without insurance, any illegal aliens, to have more access to primary care physicians instead of using only emergency room services. And if that's the case, I'm not going to have a problem with more people having access to healthcare, but I do have questions about whether or not this $100 million price tag is accurate. That would be about $167 per person, and I know you have a doctor's appointment later today, Joe. Yep. I suspect your appointment today alone is going to be more than $167. So I have questions about the math involved here. I have questions about how the mayor is trying to sell this to the people.
We went up against Governor Cuomo. I never even checked with Governor Cuomo on that, and Governor Cuomo kind of disagreed that it should be in local hands, correct?
Well, I mean, the governor is open to a single-payer plan statewide. Now, during the campaign, he said we couldn't afford it. Since then, you know, he seems to be a little bit more open to it. But, you know, even look, everybody wants people that are in New York City to have health care. When in 1995, Mayor Giuliani, he impaneled a group of experts to address this very thing. So this is not that new. I mean, it really is just a continuation of what Bloomberg, Giuliani, Dinkins, and Koch were already doing. The only difference is in how Bill de Blasio is selling it to the public.
Yeah. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. A lot to get into today, and that's the big story locally. Free health care cost $100 million. You know it's going to be more than that. And we want to make sure we get the word out that it is indeed National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we thank the men and women of the NYPD, the New Jersey State Troopers, who look great on Fox and Friends this morning with the New York State Police, and your local police everywhere who do such a great job putting their lives on the line for us. Thank you. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie, how we doing out there? Yes. Traffic-wise, it's still going on, even up to 10 o'clock, right?
That's for sure, Joe. And again, thank you to all of our officers out there. We do appreciate you. Let's go right to the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, Joe. It's heavy in the truck lanes heading up toward 13, getting up toward Elizabeth. It's left lane emergency repairs after that horrible accident that happened earlier this morning. Still seeing volume there. 440 southbound at Woodbridge Ave, getting into Edison, an accident there as well. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you take a ride over to 80 East at 287, accident in Parsippany. Just about cleared, and we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the inbound Holland. That's 15 minutes getting into town. Expect some delays right now as you head over to the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan with an accident. And over on the southbound West Side Highway in the 120s, it's a disabled vehicle building at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. And it looks like the LIE westbound still moving slowly as you get right out toward the area of the Cross Island. Taconic South at 117, a collision in Mount Pleasant. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
To obliterate confusion over the Trump military pay raise, here's Kevin McCullough.
The first 3 years of President Trump's term, he has given them in excess of 7.1%, the largest pay increase in a number of years.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by journalist James C. Robbins. Enter to win a copy of James C. Robbins' Erasing America at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Becoming very windy today with times of clouds and sun. Winds will gust to 45 miles per hour at times. Our high temperature in the mid-40s. Partly to mostly cloudy, windy and cold tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, a blustery cold day, high 38. It will feel like it's in the teens and low 20s most of the day. For Friday, sunshine, breezy and cold, high 31. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Syracuse basketball looks for a 2-0 start in ACC play hosting Clemson tonight in the Dome at 8. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, good morning to you from Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:54 right now. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house, Big Al in the house, and Debbie Duhame, you're very, very humble, ready for drive time players. Mike Gallagher coming up. You got Dennis Prager. You got Sebastian Gorka on this afternoon, Kevin McCullough, and we invite you to keep it right here at AM 970, The Answer. By the way, 5 years I've been here at Salem Media. Thanks to Dr. Rock Positano for getting me over here, to Mr. Crowley, certainly Mr. Boyce, and wanted to say thank you. And I'll tweet that out. I did not. My life is such a whirlwind now. I meant to tweet something. I showed the certificate that I got from the company, right? Hey, congratulations on your 5 years. And I said, I'm proud to be here at Salem Media, but I wanted to thank you especially for being there and joining us, and more of you coming on the morning journey that we're doing on the radio. We love it. We're trying to make sense of it all. We try to deal with you as honestly as we can. I can't stand when people lecture, man. I don't want to be lectured. I ain't going to lecture you. I'll tell you what we're feeling, because I think you feel like we feel. And if this is one nation under God, and God we trust, God bless America, and we're very, very patriotic. We love this country. We want what's best for the country. I feel, personally, that's being taken away. They're trying to take away the country. They're infiltrating the House of Representatives. These are anti-American people who want to take away our country, in my opinion. And I may be wrong. And you're welcome to call and disagree. But we appreciate these airwaves, We appreciate being able to be on the radio for 5 years. Frankie, you've been here how long, brother?
I just got my 9-year certificate.
Whoa.
Mine too.
9 years?
9 years.
Two?
Yeah.
Wait, you Lovebirds have been together for 9 years now?
No, more than that. Another 2 or 3 years at another radio station.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think 11
years.
What,
you know what the book is, or the show is, and I don't know what it is. It's like a quirky kind of FX show, is Alan Frank in Hasbrook Heights going to that? Those days must have been nuts. I mean, you were just in
well, Frank wasn't there most of the
time.
Yeah,
I was usually in Manhattan.
Yeah, I was in Hasbrook Heights, and the other host, former host of this program, whose name we shall not mention, and Frank were in another location in New York City.
Oh, so and why were you in Hasbrook Heights? Just
because
you were?
Because it was easier for me, in case we would have technical problems from time to time, because the place where they did the broadcast from was filled with mosquitoes. Power lines that would go down, all sorts of mishaps.
Unbelievable. Hey,
that was the previous regime that worked at the radio station, not the current regime.
All right. Let me grab a Tom. Let me say hi to Tom. It's not that Tom.
No, I know, but we're very tight.
What's on your mind? We got a couple seconds, Tom. Wanted to get you on the
air. Mr. Piscopo, are you talking to me? Sorry. I have to say, the wife and I have been married for 33 years, and it's called trust. You know, when you read your vows, you have trust. So she can go out with her friends. I can go out with my friends. It's not a problem.
Good.
But I will call at another time because I actually married my brother's wife.
Wow.
After my brother passed away very early, 26 years old.
This, you can't make it up.
She was 8 months pregnant and had a 2.5-year-old.
All right.
And I think she didn't want to change it.
You have to, call back, Tom, because that is a whole show unto itself right there. And we're talking about Al, should he go out with his platonic friend or not tomorrow. I'll be on my way to Indiana after the show tomorrow for the Mattingly charities. And then Al will be with a platonic friend in Red Bank, New Jersey. So we'll get into it all tomorrow. In the meantime, stay tuned for Mike Gallagher, please, because it is a lot of news to get into. And the one thing, please, and Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show as always.
Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate you guys watching my back for these 5 years. And Albert, love you too, buddy. And to you, Debbie Duhamel, we love you too. Now, do me a big favor. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.